Hello, and welcome to One World Pod, brought to you by the group One World Many Paths, and broadcast from the virtual world of Second Life.
Please, get yourself into a comfortable position. Seated is good. Usually seated is better than lying down, I'm told, but it can be either. But see yourself, I guess, if you need to lie down, it's okay. But it's really a little easier to imagine, I think, sitting or standing, but that's okay. So, imagine yourself, your energy, like a tree, reaching deep down, roots into the earth, reaching way up into the sky, your branches, aiming towards the many celestial suns. And as you feel yourself stretch out and your energy stretch out, and feel, you may feel yourself become larger, taller, actually, and in a way you are. Your energy can stretch much farther than your physical body, because in truth, we are more like a body inside a spirit, rather than a spirit inside a body. Many people have this backwards, so to speak. And yet, even that's not entirely accurate. All we really are, your entire body, and everything in your surroundings, must keep in mind, it's all really energy. These energy impulses, your brain decodes them, and it decodes them as being solid matter or not. And so it's really up to us. And actually, the more you think of yourself as being energy, I am advised, the easier it is to change your reality. If you see yourself as solid and very solid and very physical, and once again we might even say weighty or yes, heavy, that sort of thing, if you see yourself that way, your reality will be harder to change. If you see yourself and everything as energy, or can perceive that in whatever way you personally can allow yourself to do that, you find that you can change reality much easier and quicker. So this is why we give you the exercise of seeing yourself and surroundings as energy rather than solid. We are undoing a mistaken perception. And yes, I am now translating what I'm hearing, what's coming into my mind. Okay, once again, we would like to remind you that it is more important that you understand and come to know and be aware of and be able to identify our energy patterns rather than assign a name. We would prefer you learn a more direct identification method. And this is the most direct. Energy patterns are very much like fingerprints. They are unique and unmistakable. So, please endeavor, when we do these exercises, to more and more often see yourselves and your surroundings not as solid, but patterns of energy able to be manipulated with energy. We will be teaching you more about how to affect the energy patterns in your life as time goes on, as you know it. Realize we don't give you a time frame because time is an artificial construct and is starting to become, I'm trying to think of the right word for this, it looks like disentangled, detached, it's starting to come apart from the reality that you're in. Time is becoming displaced. And will eventually not be perceived as you do now perceive it. That's interesting that they're coming right in with this before we even really get started. Please breathe and be sure to breathe naturally but fully, and make sure that you're getting a good circulation of air and your share of oxygen. And know as you breathe in that you're taking in oxygen, life force. You're taking in life force as well. And when you breathe out, mindfully breathe out things you no longer need. Think of it that way. For this is true, respiration does eliminate many things that your body is trying to flow out of you. So take a moment just to concentrate on your breathing. And feel the increase of energy. Okay. And it also has a very calming effect because your body wants this. It is sometimes even starving for this. Especially in countries where they have learned not to breathe fully. The body can actually be oxygen deprived, in this case, energy deprived. And we're attempting to remedy that situation. All right. And now, remember also as we do all of these exercises, remember your divinity. Every one of you. Everyone. Whether it would seem so or not, has a divinity. And so, certainly you do. And be aware of that now. Remember, you are not powerless, although you have sometimes been tricked into thinking so. Imagine just behind that space between your eyebrows, a spot of blue-white light that expands, pouring blue-white light into your whole body and filling it. And as you feel yourself filling with this blue-white energy, put your hands together as if to pray, but just touch the fingertips. Leave space between the palms because your palms have chakra openings, and this is how we will build a ball of energy. Allow the light to build between your hands, between your palms. And as it builds, you can start to move your hands apart. And as you do, feeling the energy, feeling the expansion. And as it gets bigger and brighter, you can move your hands apart. Now you can make this really as big as you choose. But when it gets the size you want it and the intensity, gently slide it into your heart chakra area. Then put one palm on top of the other. And I put the left hand over the right hand in this case. And strengthen it more. And this is to anchor it there. Set it into place. Then cross your arms the same way. Just move your arms up, put a palm on either side of your throat, and make the same ball of light, same sort of ball of light between your palms. This is a self-Reiki position for those of you who practice that and should be familiar. And when that ball of light becomes as large as you want and the intensity that you want, gently slide it into your throat chakra and place your palms on your throat to stabilize it there. Feed it a little extra energy, get it comfortable in there, and then connect the dots. Allow them to grow together into a column. Then expand this column to encompass your whole body. So, once your whole body is encased in a column of blue light, blue-white light, expand it further the distance of your arm width on either side and all around you. And when I do this, I find myself putting my arms out to either side to do this. And as we are here from different corners of the world, let us now come together and expand this to include each other. First, include the room that you're in. Then the place, the building, the neighborhood, the state or province, the country, and finally the rest of the world, and all of us here. And allow it to become one huge ball of blue-white light, bathing the earth and all creatures on it. Now visualize it growing still further, taking in the whole of the atmosphere. Push it out a bit further to the orbit of the moon and leave it there for the moment. In time, when you are ready and when your imagination allows, and if your imagination allows, you can do this now. If you can imagine eventually building up to the entire solar system, go ahead and do so. It's all for the good. Some of you do have awarenesses in other points of the solar system. And if this is your case, then you may also use that awareness in the same way as you do the one you have here. And I know for some of you this will not be such a big surprise, because you have been more or less aware of it. And I am telling you right now, yes, you are much larger beings than some would lead you to believe. And your awareness can be at more than one point at a time. If this is your case, please use it. Thank you. Now, I see some of you are actually doing that. And now that you have this, for a moment, think about your individual energy framework, tapestry, coruscating, beautiful light that is you. And you might even start to perceive the others around you and the interconnectedness. Feel also the energy of divine love called Reiki. It will feel warm it will also start to radiate from your palms and the soles of your feet. It will also add itself to your energy web work. Allow it to circulate . Also bring in the grace energy, which feels cooler and more bubbly, and allow it also to radiate out and through and into your energy web work. And as you join your energy in this endeavor, know that you are healing and improving everything it touches. So through improving yourself, you improve your world and all of the worlds surrounding it and connected to it. This energy radiates through all the fields, so you do make a huge difference. And the more you do this, the more you will start to notice the difference you make. The more your awareness will shift to a better and better reality. And this is mostly her talking, I think. And she says, one of the ways you will know a truly higher, more evolved, more advanced, more ascended being is the ability to radiate unconditional love. This ability is very easy, comes easily to more ascended, more evolved, more advanced beings. It comes very difficult, much harder to beings who are not so. So this is one of the ways you can know what you are dealing with. If it cannot radiate unconditional love at all, then you know. If it can only radiate it for a brief time, then you know. You will also learn to radiate it continually, as we do. And when you do, you will see tremendous advances. But it does take practice. You have to practice it. Because of your patterns of limitation here being so severe. So constant practice will yield great results. This does not mean you have to accept anyone else's judgments. This does not mean you should be weak. This is a practice which will make you strong and able to withstand. In other words, you will become worthy, for worthy also means able. You will become more able. You will have more ability. This is what we are trying to help you develop. This is what we will help you develop. We applaud you and honor you. Those who have decided to make a difference, to train themselves to accept the learning, to accept the knowledge, we rejoice in being able to help you, help yourself. It is a great pleasure and a great honor. We radiate unconditional love to every one of you. I'm going to allow you a few minutes to ask anything you would like to ask of your guides. I call your personal guides to you right now from this state of awareness, and go ahead and ask. You will receive some sort of answer. If you don't receive it immediately, you will receive it at some point. But you might receive it immediately. The energy is very high. Working with the energy of this moment, this is an increase, or what you would call the waxing moon. We are heading for first crescent out of a new moon. This is an appropriate time to begin a new cycle. If you have something new to begin, so you may wish to direct any questions or energies along those lines. Thank you. please practice throughout the day seeing yourself and your surroundings as energy. We realize that you do have to ground and focus in order to navigate your daily life. However, the more in the quiet moments you can see yourself and everything else as energy, the lighter and more malleable reality will become. This is up to you, how fast you want this to happen. And how fast you allow it to happen. We thank you for your participation. I am honored to be your guide and facilitator, speaking from my heart. I respect and love every single one of you. Thank you for being in this class. Gently bring yourself back to an awareness of your body and the things around you. Be aware that you do need to ground so that you can deal with physical life, what we call physical life. For a while, we're still going to be dealing with this. There will come a day, if you keep studying, if you keep with it, they assure me there will come a day when this will not be such a big deal anymore. When your interactions will be that easy. And bring your attention back to your second life as well. And when you are ready to discuss or just let me know that you are back here, please type something so that I know or say something. They want to give the blessing. They say, this is a blessing. We always give it to you because it's a blessing. She comes, the lady in blue. She comes, she stands behind you on your left. No, on your right. She stands behind you on your right. And she says, we love you. We've always loved you and we always will. There's nothing you can do that will make us love you more or less. Our love for you is eternal. Our love for you is unconditional. And he comes up and stands on your left side and says the same thing. We love you, we've always loved you, we always will love you. There's nothing you could ever do to make us love you more or less. Our love is unconditional and eternal. That's the blessing. Thank you. With that, this concludes the meditation and me being a human trying to deal with all of this. I might be prone to mistakes sometimes, but they won't let me get by without doing stuff that I need to do, I guess, so it's okay.
Thanks for listening. I hope to see you in-world and enjoy our website at dragonintuitive.com.